Ksuvas Parches Mishneches. Lo Yomer La, a Yavam shouldn't say to his Yavama, Harei Ksuva Sich Munachas Al HaShulchan, here's your Ksuva, I left it on the table. Meaning, let's say we're dealing like the Rav says, a money changer, and he had a lot of money lying around, because that was his job. He shouldn't leave the money on the table and say, I want to do business with my dead brother's Nechasim. So instead of you having a lien on all of his nechasim that I can't do any business with them, I'm going to take the lien and put it onto this money. So here's the money, take it, and now I can do whatever I want with my brother's stuff. You can't do that. Ela kol nechasim achrayin l'ksuvasa. Rather, all of his nechasim are achrayin on the ksuva. She's got a lien on everything. He can't try to collateralize only a specific amount and free everything else up, because when he does this, she's going to think that he hates her, and it's going to cause strife and animosity. That's the main reason. V'chein lo yomar adam le'ishno, person shouldn't even tell his wife. Harei ksuva sich munachas al ha'shulchan. Here your ksuva, it's sitting on the table. Don't say that. Ela kol nechasav achrayin l'ksuvasa. Rather, what he should be saying is all of his nechasim, whether it's Rabbi Meir, it's even metaltalin, and whether it's a chum, it's karka, land, all of that, the ksuva has a lien on them. Because on Yibam, the collateral that she has is only on the dead brother's land. But with a regular husband and wife, a husband's allowed to sell karka while he's married, even though she may eventually have a shibud, but right now, a husband's allowed to sell. But the Mishnah's just saying that he shouldn't do this, that just the designation of money for a ksuva is going to create animosity, like Rashi points out on the Gemara. And therefore, even if he designates land for the ksuva, specific land, also is no good, because it's going to create the same animosity, because land doesn't have the issue of the fear of the land being sold or lost, like money does. Nevertheless, it's because of Eva, don't do it. Gersha, if the Yavam is then megarish her, ein la ela ksuvasa, she only has the ksuva of the first husband. And like the Rav points out, but as long as he didn't divorce her, all the nechasim of the first husband is meshubit to her. But once he divorces her, she only gets the ksuva, but everything else that he inherited from his dead brother is now his, and he can do whatever he wants with it now. Hechzira, but if the Yavam remarries her, harehi kechol hanashim, she's like any other wife, ein la ela ksuvasa bilvad, she only gets one ksuva. Like the Rav points out, that a person remarries his wife that he divorced before he gave her the ksuva, he's remarrying her on the condition that the original ksuva that he gave her still stands. But by Yavama and the Yavam, I may think it's a little different. The way Taisyantif explains the Rav, because the difference is the initial ksuva was given by his dead brother, and when this Yavam married her after his brother died, even the type of the ksuva is different, that it was only meshubed to his dead brother's nechasim, his karka. So I might think that when this Yavam divorces her and tries to remarry her, now this is the first time that he's consenting to the marriage, and you may look at it like a new marriage, and maybe he's chayiv now in a second ksuva. First, the ksuva of his dead brother that he yarshined and that he now has to give to her. And secondly, now that he's remarrying her, you may think that he has to give her a brand new ksuva. The Mishnah tells us that no, it's only the initial ksuva from his dead brother. That's what he would be giving her.